TCN Mornings, a brief daily presentation for kids and parents, starts in 3, 2, 1.
The choice is yours, so choose with care.
It's Friday.
To help or hurt, to keep or share.
I'm Jim Lord.
You'll find the world's not always fair.
I know, but it's Friday.
But kindness is the answer.
On here, on now, and
everywhere.
Yes, you heard right. It's a Friday morning. It's the 14th day of January, and today is National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Yes, National Dress Up Your Pet Day. So is this something you or someone in your family does? You know, putting jackets or sweaters on small dogs and that kind of thing? Well, a lot of people do. I'm not too sure it would work so well with cats, although it might. At any rate, happy National Dress Up Your Pet Day. I wonder if pets actually like being dressed up. Oh well, our story today is about a man who was born on this day in the year 1875. That's 147 years ago, and he was known around the world for his extreme passion in caring for people's health who could not afford a doctor. That's right, and he also provided medical care for animals in need, although he probably didn't dress them up, but who knows? So happy birthday to Dr. Albert Schweitzer, and to you too if today happens to be your birthday. Our story today is called The Albert Schweitzer Story, and it starts right now.
A hero is a person who does special things to help others. Every hero starts out as a child, and every child can choose to become a hero.
The Character Network presents The Beginning
of a Famous Hero.
Albert Schweitzer was a very special hero in our world. He was born in Germany in 1875, and his whole life was about helping people and animals. He believed that all life was a wonderful gift, that every living thing wanted to live, and that every living thing had the right to live. He even won the very prestigious Nobel Peace Prize because of his work and his writings. When Albert was a young boy in school, he learned several different languages, and he studied music. Albert Schweitzer later became a doctor. He devoted his whole life to making life better for people who were not as lucky as he was. After living in France for a while, he moved his family to Africa and built a small hospital there. More and more sick people started coming to his hospital. Some brought babies that had no parents to protect them. Some brought old people who had no home. Dr. Schweitzer never turned any of them away. Among the many words of wisdom spoken by Albert Schweitzer, he said, "One thing I know, the only ones among you who will be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve." You know, serving is just another word for helping. And people who help are called heroes, just like Albert Schweitzer. I'm Jim Lord. That's what I know about the beginning of this hero, and I know that you can become a hero too. So you heard that Dr. Albert Schweitzer believed that life was a wonderful gift. How would you explain that statement? For his life's work of helping people and animals, Dr. Schweitzer was presented a Nobel Prize. Remember, a few weeks ago we talked about the Nobel Prize. Do you remember what that was all about? Well, if not, go back in TCN Morning's archives and listen to episode number 284 on Friday, December 10th. Also, Dr. Albert Schweitzer said, "One thing I know, the only ones among you who will be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve others." What are some things you do to serve others? Just some thinking points as you go through this Friday morning. Well, just ahead, another visit with my old Irish pappy, also the question of the day, and a reflection of your future. It all starts next, so don't go away.
Jim Lord on TCN, the Character Network.
Well, as I've mentioned many times before, I hope you have someone in your life like my old Irish pappy, someone who is full of wisdom, who can teach you on a regular basis about life and how to live it better. But before we get into today's pappyism, remember this is Friday, and on Fridays we always recap what he taught us Monday through Thursday. So here we go.
Monday.
When you think small, you get small results. But when you think big, you get big results. So think big, but be sure not to overlook the small steps along the way that make up that big picture.
Tuesday.
Someday you're going to be working for a living, and what that means is that you'll be selling your time to someone in exchange for money. So start right now making your time worth as much as you possibly can by educating yourself and by developing the skills you'll be using to the best they can possibly be.
Wednesday.
You need to always put your best effort into everything you do. It just doesn't make sense to half-heartedly do something, whatever it is. When people are lazy, it's because they think it feels good to be lazy. But the feeling of positive accomplishment, knowing that you did your best, is so much a better feeling, it can't even be compared.
Thursday.
When you're young and full of energy, it's easy to look at old folks as tired and boring. But you need to realize that old folks have been around for a long time, and they know stuff about life that can help you to have a better life. You need to listen with respect to what they have to say. Okay, and now, here are some words of wisdom for Friday from my old Irish pappy.
Did you ever know somebody that just thinks what everybody else thinks about something? Well, don't be like that, my boy. Look carefully at every situation and responsibly form your own opinion about it. Use logic, use wisdom. And don't try to fit in with everybody else.
Yes, did you ever know somebody who just thinks what everyone else thinks about something? Well, don't be like that. Look carefully at every situation and responsibly form your own opinion about it. Use logic and wisdom and don't just try to fit in with everybody else. And let's add to that, don't hesitate to ask the opinion of responsible and respectable adults around you. All right then, so here we go on this Friday morning with the question of the day. If you study a little more about Dr. Albert Schweitzer, more than you heard in the short story about him we heard a few minutes ago, you'll learn that he grew up in Germany, but after he became a doctor, he moved to Africa to help people there. He went to what was then called French Equatorial Africa, now known as the country of Gabon. And there he started a hospital in a tent, gradually adding rooms for special cases of sleeping sickness, leprosy, pediatrics, and surgery. But back to your question, which actually should be a pretty easy one. The country of Gabon in Africa is located right on the equator. So your question is, what is the equator? What is the equator? If you know, email your answer to myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Tell us your first name, your city and state, and of course your answer. And the first correct answer will be featured right here on Monday. That email address again is myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Now, about yesterday's question, you remember that yesterday we talked about rubber ducks and that originally rubber ducks were made of rubber, but later started being made of plastic although they were still called rubber ducks. So your question was, where does rubber come from and where does plastic come from? Well, Andrew from Duluth, Minnesota, says that rubber is made from latex, which is like sap from rubber trees. Plastic is made from either crude oil, natural gas, or coal. And sometimes plastic can be made from certain plants. So there you go. And a big thank you to Andrew for that. Okay, one more quick segment ahead for you. But as for me, Jim Lord, I will see you the first thing next week for the Monday edition of TCN Mornings right here on the Character Network.
Up next, a reflection of your future for deeper thinkers.
Dedicated to teaching positive personal vision for today's young people, the Character Network presents Jim Lord.
One of my favorite literary pieces was written by Ted Geisel, a.k.a. Dr. Seuss. It's called Oh, the Places You'll Go. In a rather abstract way, it portrays opportunities awaiting young people. And in his own inimitable style, he pretty much sums up what may be expected. That is, for those who are focused on a successful future. The picture he paints is full of successes and failures, even for the person who is goal-oriented. What he does not mention is the outcome for those who do not try, those who focus only on day-to-day pleasures and pains. So if you're ever to make it through where your enemies prowl, and go on and on, though the hackencracks howl, and if you want to really, really succeed, 98.75% guaranteed, you've got to be trying in the first place. For the Character Network, I'm Jim Lord, with a reflection of your future.
This has been a presentation of TCN, the Character Network. TCNMornings.com.